Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. Hideous choices now urgently confront the countries of Europe as they flounder in deep waters, borne down toward drowning by the inexorably growing weight of human misery, cascading into and over them from Africa and Asia. Solutions are not even imaginable, especially when so few recognize the root causes. What even fewer will admit is that a refugee crisis of similar intensity is coming to America. In a sense, it is already here. The refugee crisis now gestating in the United States is not one of desperate brown people pouring over our southern border, nor even of desperate snow bunnies crashing our northern boundary, although one of the candidates for captain of the Titanic thinks we should consider a wall on the Canadian border. The people who will constitute our next tsunami of misery, its like not seen since the days of the Dust Bowl, are citizens already here, their misery steadily approaching the intolerable. Soon, because they have to, they will start to move. If you want to count them, get to know them, begin with the 94 million people who have vanished from the American workforce. Each month, the Don't Worry, Be Happy bean counters of our government report, as they just did for August, the creation of a robust 173,000 jobs, resulting in a healthy contraction of the unemployment rate, the proportion of those who do not have jobs compared with those who are available for work, the rate now 5.1%. Thus, the economy is coming back. It's morning in America. Except that while 173,000 jobs became available in August, 251,000 adults left the labor force. A minority of them retired or went to school, but for most of them, the move was not voluntary. Their unemployment benefits ran out. They are too discouraged and broke to continue the fruitless duplication of resumes. And so, by government definition, they have vanished from the pool of potentially available workers. They are unpeople now. There are 94 million of them. Their number has increased by nearly 2 million in 1 year, by almost 15 million since the last good year, 2007. I met one of the non-people a while ago, gave him a ride to town, 7 miles from his trailer home. For months he had been walking there. He could not afford to license his ancient pickup truck. Every single workday, looking for work. He'd been a heavy equipment operator in construction, but had not had a regular job in 7 years. He has no front teeth because he could not afford the root canals that would have saved them. His wife is ill, and while that does bring them a disability pittance once a month, they experience hunger every month. One of their close friends and neighbors takes her to medical appointments and grocery shopping when necessary and charges her $30 for the favor. I came to know him as a good, reliable, and knowledgeable worker. His desperation has not yet turned to anger. Not yet. Did I mention there are at least 94 million of him? People who vanish from the labor pool and or become homeless, mail-deprived, and often phoneless, often become invisible as well to the agencies and institutions that are designed to help them. A recent book documenting the lack of a safety net for such people identified 1.5 million households inhabited by 3 million children whose total cash income per person per day during 2011, including public assistance, was no more than $2. For those disconnected from the job market, the authors say, there is virtually no help. Then there is the thing we in America share with all the countries of North Africa, the Middle East, and Asia, whose people are now crashing into Europe. Growing, spreading, intensifying drought. The western third of the United States is experiencing the worst drought in a millennium, and a consequent water crisis worse than anything in our history. Large agricultural areas, California's Central Valley, to name just one, and some major cities, such as Las Vegas and Phoenix, are seeing the water supplies that make them habitable vanish. When the water is gone, like the farmers of Syria after 85% of their animals died of thirst, the population of these places will start to move. So, where are you going to build that fence, Donald? To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.